Do the principles of Krishna Bhakti, have they helped you to solve any practical problems in the world or any practical issues which say people who are not practicing spirituality also they face? Before I was introduced to Krishna Bhakti, I was involved with a social service organization, a social welfare organization, and as a part of that organization, I would go to a nearby slum, like a ghetto area, near my college. And there, I would teach like free tuitions for the kids over there. So I had a lot of faith since my teenage years, in the power of education, in bringing about change. So when I would go to these slums and teach, I used to teach English, mathematics, history. So many of these children opened up, and they were from dysfunctional families. Most of their fathers were alcoholics, and there was domestic violence. So I started thinking at that time, how much can this knowledge really help them? Their whole life is a mess. So our organization decided to go into anti-alcohol campaigning. And then we got some de-addiction experts on board, and we used to give talks on that. So one of my friends, he adopted a nearby village, and we made that whole village free from alcohol. Got everybody to stop drinking. And that was considered a big success for us. But then one day after that, my friend came, and he came back. I had gone to this slum nearby, and he had gone to the village. He came back in the evening and he was crestfallen. I asked him, what happened? He said, the previous week there had been the local elections. And the candidate over there, in order to get votes, he had brought 2 truckloads of free liquor for everyone. And not only the fathers, but even their kids had drunk. So then, at that time, it is very disheartening at one level, but also it was eye-opening. I felt that, as I said, I had faith in the power of education, that education opens doors for people. Education provides options for people which they would not have otherwise. But then I realized that we don't just need to open doors and provide options. We also need to give people some inspiration, some motivation, some willpower by which they will walk through those open doors. So otherwise, people can ruin their lives. So in my college itself, there was one student who was in the final year of engineering when I was in my first, second years, and he was a brilliant student. He had been a topper throughout, number one in the university. And he was also a chain smoker. And he got at that time the highest paying job in the history of our college. It's considered a big success. But then, within the first 6 months of his having a job, he was detected with advanced lung cancer and he died. So it struck me that here you could say the parents of these children in slums, they were uneducated and they were alcoholics. But here I could see a student, he was in one of the top universities in the country and he was one of the top students there. Even he destroyed himself. So just education, there's no guarantee that a person will get the intelligence to use wisely the options that are open for one. So I felt that if we can provide some knowledge by which the people can be empowered to make good choices. Now both, when I would meet these alcoholic parents, alcoholic fathers, when I would talk with them, they were nice people. They were not like arrogant or brutal or insensitive, not monsters. When I would go and talk, I would give classes for the kids, they'd be grateful, they'd thank me for coming there. So, but their mothers or in these kids would tell that when they would drink, they would become like another person. So even this boy who became a chain smoker, very intelligent guy, but it's just that smoking was like an irrationality within him. So it destroyed him. So at that time, I felt that we also, education opens doors, but there is something inside us which sabotages us. And we need protection from that. We need the inner vigilance by which we can walk through the doors that are opened for us. And that education, to be internally vigilant, that is what I felt Bhagavad Gita gives. And as I said, I told earlier also how one of my close friends was on the path to becoming an alcoholic. He just became transformed. And I have seen that a lot of people in different parts of the world, when they start practicing spirituality, start practicing the Bhagavad Gita's principles, they do change. They are able to break free from self-destructive habits, and they are able to live more productive lives even at the material level. So spirituality will take us to a spiritual destination ultimately, but spiritual growth can also help us to contribute better materially, which we would not be able to do otherwise. So in that sense, what the Bhagavad Gita offers us is spiritual humanism. The people talk about secular humanism, where humanity is the center and should work well for the human beings. But you can have a spiritual humanism also, where there's a spiritual vision of human beings, and spirituality helps human beings to become better human beings. So that way, Henry David Thoreau, he said that one hacking at the root of evil is more effective than 1,000 hackings at the shoots of evil. So we have so many problems in the world today. But if we see one hacking at the root of evil, say for example there is sexual violence, sexual assault, that's primarily because of lust. So if lust could be controlled, then that would decrease. There is so much corruption. There can be specific causes for it. There are so many scandals which happen. But the fundamental cause of that is greed. So lust, greed, anger, they cause so much human misery. And spirituality is a process by which these root causes of the specific problems that we face in society, they are dealt with. So when we become spiritual, now we are hacking at the root of evil. And once we hack at the root of evil, then we will find that the shoots will automatically fall. So if people became more spiritual, they would become less wildly driven by anger, less wildly driven by greed, less wildly driven by lust, less wildly driven by envy. And they would become better human beings. And that would contribute substantially to solving the problems that we see in the world today.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.